It's the Hedonistic Way podcast.
It's a way of life.
It tastes like freedom.
It's the most divine microcosm.
Mind blowing.
It's a revolution.
Heart wide open.
Liberated love.
It's liberated love.
Conscious conversations.
Conscious conversations.
The exhilarated expansion of self.
Sacred sexuality. Call it whatever you like.
All I know. It feels amazing.
It's the most decadent way. It's the most decadent way to live life.
Intimate and intuitive conversations with epic humans who are disrupting the status quo and living a life with stereo untypical success. Hello and welcome to the Hedonistic Way Show. I am Renee Main. And I'm going to get down and dirty with you guys in this episode to give you the juice so you can see exactly where you're at. Five clear signs that you're in pleasure deficit and why you need to care. You see, the world is not conducive to us having this incredible, pleasure-centric life where we have a deep connection to our pleasure. We put it in a box and it usually looks like when we get time, when we're in the mood, when I'm not stressed, tired, exhausted, depleted, empty. Or when my partner isn't driving me insane. Or doing it because we feel like we have to. When the kids go to bed or when the kids get older. Or because I'm so busy devoting my life to serving the divine. Who has time? It is impossible to be a woman with a constant feeling of the weight of the world being on our shoulders to lead change, to raise perfect children, to be a devoted partner and a freak in the sheets so we can heal and prepare the next generation. Meanwhile, we're always looking for a better version of ourselves. And still having to have the energy to fuck our partner at night. So here are some hidden signs that you're blocking your pleasure. That you have a pleasure deficit. However, these five signs go under the radar. So have a feel into if these resonate with you or not. So the first one, the first hidden sign that you're blocking or perhaps even self-sabotaging your pleasure is you're overstressed. You're wanting this perfect time when things settle down, when really, you know they never will. You feel overstretched, overwhelmed, and you're hardwired to overachieve. Chances are you're like a pressure cooker always on the brink of going off. And you're finding it really hard to silence the to-do list and the shoulds in your brain. The second one is you're always feeling tired. We often confuse burning out as life. That it's just what happens when you have kids, when you work and you're responsible for all the things. You can still function. So I'm not burnt out. Besides, who has time to be burned out? If you're constantly tired and it's not being relieved by sleep or a weekend, or you're waiting for this holiday to happen, you're on a one-way street to burnout. if you're not already there. If you're tired and you've stopped taking care of yourself, you've stopped doing the things that you love, it's time to get really honest. The third one is you're moody. When we've lost all zest and motivation, we can become hyper-emotional, sensitive and moody. Everything, everyone becomes annoying. You look in the mirror and you want to gag. Well, at the same time, you probably want to poke your partner's eyes out with a fork. The fourth one is you're flighty. Extreme or excess stress, coupled with our inherited distrust and feeling unsafe despite all our efforts. We can't seem to get our shit together and double down in a relationship. You want to run. You keep things casual, or when it starts to get real or you hit a rough patch or it gets too good, you want to hightail it out of there, and either unconsciously or subconsciously, you look for an exit. And if you look and reflect upon your lifespan, you may see a pattern here. The fifth one is you have brain fog. No matter how much you journal, you meditate, you do the work, you can't seem to gain traction, desire, or get clarity on anything, especially around your pleasure. There's still an element of force happening. You're easily distracted. You're wanting someone to fix you. And you're probably scrolling because you're longing for connection or the answer. Only you feel more disconnected and more confused than ever. If you have two or more of these symptoms, consider this your wake-up call to take care of yourself and your pleasure. There are so many things that you can do to upgrade all areas of your life and begin to enjoy surplus pleasure. Because what if I told you the inability to feel, accomplish, live, receive, intuit, and regulate ourselves was because we're denying our bodies of vital biochemicals that pleasure gives us. And every time our cells renew, we're inviting the same old untold and unconscious bias, blame, and conditioning that keep us in a loop station. When women were silenced, murdered, raped, beaten for all of those years, or all of those years ago, and we were forced into submission, although it was non-consensual, we now know that underneath that it was to preserve and protect the female line. It kept us safe. However, we inherited distrust and feeling unsafe from our lineage. We were born with that. And while in our generation, this gag is beginning to come off, it's been there for so long, it's going to take time for us to warm up. The resurrection must be gentle. We need to massage it, be gentle, and be dedicated to this opening up of our pleasure. I find it infuriating that our pleasure is dumbed down into this indulgent box and it's completely misunderstood. It's the ripple effect of us opening up into this transpersonal pleasure that is vital for our self-regulation, our connection, our mental, emotional, and spiritual and physical health. Not to mention the biochemical release we receive when we are tuned into this in a non-goal-orientated way. Our relationships improve, our intimacy improves, our life improves, how we do everything improves by changing this one thing. This week in a client session, we spoke about quiet arousal and building that muscle so we can detach from this addiction of high energy, explosive release that gets us stuck on these highs and lows. So if you're feeling ready to resurrect, hear this wake-up call. Because the impact this has on our lives is so transformative, it's so beautiful to be able to find rapture in the reality and melt in and make love to life, to suck the marrow out of it, is really what it means to be hedonistic, holy, and human, to feel alive in life. If you want help with that, head over to the website, reach out, take a look through the services. Because in the School of Somatic Kink, we have an array of services that's accredited by the International Institute of Contemporary Therapy to help you open up to this transpersonal pleasure that is vital in our lives. That is this episode over and out. Have a brilliant day, and I will see you next time. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am Renee Main, and we are over and out for this episode. However, stay tuned, subscribe, like, rate, do all the things, and share the love. If you would like to continue this conversation, you can head over to Insta or Facebook, and you can find us at School of Somatic Kink. If you would like to check out our website, you can go to schoolofsomatickink.com, and you will find everything you need there.